following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, July 30th through Thursday, August 5th, 2021. July 30th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "These days are evil. More faith is placed in technology than in my omnipotence. The latest technology can trace people wherever they go, keep track of their spending habits, and make man accountable to the unseen minds behind their smartphones. Through the ages, history provides accounts of how I hold mankind accountable, even though I am unseen. This truth is not respected, as man ignores my commandments. More respected is technological knowledge. I desire man's love. This is why I still speak to mankind through these messages. If you love, you will try to please me. I never look the other way when my commandments are profaned. I continue to call souls to repentance. Forgive yourselves and each other, then love me." A note is given to read Luke chapter 17, 3 through 4. "Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day, and turns to you 7 times and says, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 1st, 2021, the Feast of God the Father and His Divine Will, 3 p.m. service. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I speak to you from heaven, where there is all peace, love, and joy. Whenever peace tries to make inroads in the world today, it is challenged by evil. The greater the force of love, the greater the challenge by evil. This is the ongoing struggle between Satan's minions and righteousness. These days, evil is forcing its way into governments, entertainment, and all forms of media. Dress codes are very often a signature of Satan's influence. Do not be surprised, then, when your good efforts are countered by attacks of evil. Living in holy love does not make man more vulnerable to evil attacks. Rather, holy love makes the soul stronger against Satan's wiles. The future of the world depends on mankind's relationship with me. I am the eternal now. It is I who inspired the journey through the United Hearts. The response has not been enough to change the heart of the world. Nation shall rise against nation until my Son returns. Only then will all hearts be convicted and converted in holy love. It is holy love that will be victorious over all heresy and apostasy. At that time, Satan will not be able to insinuate his way into hearts. Apostasy and heresy will be exposed for what they are. When the truth is difficult to discover, you must pray for perseverance in discernment, remembering that Satan hides the truth behind lies. It is Satan's trickery and lies that will seat the Antichrist on his throne. In the end, the Holy Mother's Immaculate Heart will triumph in truth. The more the soul obeys my commandments, the deeper his commitment to living in my divine will. Obedience to my commandments is my divine will. It is the fulfillment of holy love. Knowing my commandments is not enough. You must live them. This is your passkey to heaven. The more the soul lives my commandments, the holier he becomes. In today's world, disobedience has taken on a life of its own. I must point out, abortion is a sin against my commandments. This sin alone is supported by law, claims millions of dollars in profit. Money has become a god of its own, leaving a stench in my nostrils. My mission today is to spark a deeper respect of my commandments based upon a profound love for me. Pray for this. If you believe or disbelieve in my speaking to you in this present moment, is according to your free will. You must, however, obey my commandments in order to reach heaven. The triple blessing was given during the fifth glorious mystery of the Rosary. August 2nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am well pleased with the prayer event yesterday. I imparted many blessings and graces upon those present. All the petitions in hearts were heard. They will all be answered according to my will. Some hearts were converted. I continue to invite my children here over the rest of the summer. Just to be on the property is a grace in itself. The difference between praying here and praying elsewhere is profound. Here, there is a direct channel between the human heart and my divine heart, so grace is uninhibited by worldly concerns. My presence, my son's presence, and the Holy Mother's presence can always be felt here. All the sacrifices souls make to be here are remarkably rewarded. Our next big prayer event will be celebrated on October 7th, the Feast of the Holy Rosary. I look forward to graciously welcoming those who make the effort to attend. A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. August 3rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, if you believed in no other message except this one, you would still be saved. I am telling you to live in holy love, which is the two great commandments. Love me above all else, and your neighbor as yourself. The heart of the world could be saved by this premise. Catastrophic events could be avoided. I refer to events in nature, more disease and pandemics, economic crisis, even the grip of evil in the world of politics. These are just some of the ways that the benefit of the world is dependent upon my generosity. To embrace holy love is to embrace all of my commandments. These days, the first premise, to love me above all else is blasphemed all over the world in every present moment. Pray to communicate in a loving way with each other. This alone would bypass many a disaster. The world is on the brink of even greater upheaval. It is never too late to turn to holy love. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2 and 7 through 8. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 4th, 2021, the Feast of St. John Vianney. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, regard each moment as a treasure, a gift from me to you. The present moment will never repeat itself in the same way, with the same graces." The saint celebrated this day, John Vianney, relished each moment as an opportunity to save souls. His sacrifices of prayer and fasting and of long hours in the confessional saved thousands of souls. Today, all priests should take him as a model. If they would do so, the church would be reformed and made whole in holiness. Priests would be regarded with the deepest respect and raised far above any sinful act. But sadly, these times find the holy priesthood as a subject of suspicion, and rightfully so. The gates of heaven do not automatically swing open for a priest. They meet a sterner judgment than most. Many souls have been led astray by those priests compromised by sin. So today, I urge you to pray once a day for priests who do not meet the standards of personal holiness that I call them to. This is an act of charity I will reward. A note is given to read Psalm 4, verse 5. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. August 5th, 2021, the Feast of the Dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Major, Blessed Mother's True Birthday. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, as it is my earthly birthday today, Papa God allows me the privilege of addressing you. Our Lady is holding a rosary made of rosebuds. She says, "This is the weapon that will defeat Satan. The rosary is more powerful than any nuclear weapon. This is why Satan, the enemy of your salvation, opposes your rosaries with such vehemence. Be on guard for his tactics to defeat your prayers. He uses time against you. When you arise each morning, ask me for the grace to be able to pray well from the heart. It is in this way that Satan's plans are revealed, both in your own lives and in the world. He is the enemy you cannot see, but is always the enemy of any good, great or small. He is already defeated for all eternity and is jealous of each soul's opportunity to earn heaven. Be obedient to Papa God's commandments. This is the path that places you in the refuge of my Immaculate Heart. Once in my heart, I will defend and rescue you from Satan's lies. Earthly life is always a battle between good and evil. Carry your rosaries with you as a sign to Satan that you belong to me. I am your refuge of holy love and your strength. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.